God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Y'all can be seated. And if you would, go to 1 Corinthians 12 this evening, please. If you didn't bring a Bible, hold up your hand. Our ushers have extra Bibles. We'll be glad to let you use one of ours. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. For some weeks, we've been on the subject of being hungry for the Holy Spirit. Say that out loud. Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Are we? We're getting more so. The truth is, most folk are not all that hungry for the Holy Spirit. But we should be. Because He's the best. He is the best. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 31st verse, last verse of the chapter. He says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And he starts talking about love. Covet earnestly the best gifts. Should we do that? If we're instructed in the Word to covet earnestly the best gifts, what should we do? Do you? Did you hear the enthusiasm? Well, the truth, we might as well be honest with ourselves. We have not really done this. And folks like you and me are stronger about it than a lot of people. And we haven't been very strong about it. But that's why we're teaching on it and preaching on it, because we're getting there. One of the biggest enemies to the will of God and the move of the Spirit in the church and in our personal lives is apathy, complacency, and lack of hunger and desire. People are just, you know, self-satisfied and lazy. Sometimes I've had, you know, somebody asking me, there was a situation, a meeting over in a rural part of Africa where there had been several blind eyes opened and a man raised from the dead. And somebody asking me, well, now why don't we see more of that over here? Why don't we see more of that here? I said, well, one reason is a lot of the folk that were there walked a minimum of 2 days to get there and stood out in the 100-plus degree sun all day long to hear the Word of God. And you got folks here in the States. You know what I'm about to say now? They won't drive across town to be in a meeting, right? If it inconveniences them at all, or if they, you know, they have to park in the back and walk a long ways, well, no, they won't come next time. Or if they can't sit close enough, or if something's, you know, just not convenient enough or comfortable enough, well, they won't come. Why? Not hungry, not hungry enough. When you get hungry enough, you'll get up early. You'll go far. Yes, sir. Now, we've got some hungry people in this church. We got a bunch of our folks that drive an hour or two one way. Come to service. We got people drive 5 hours one way. We got people come once a month, drive 10, 12 hours. One way. Hungry. And you know, God's done some things for us too. Amen. We hear testimonies, don't we? Yes. People have been healed. But even at that, there is a lack of real strong hunger. Why don't we say real strong hunger? What did the scripture say? Covet. Earnestly. That's a driving thing, isn't it? You know, most folk in this building don't even remember the last time you were hungry. You hadn't gone that long between meals. But you go a few days without eating, and your stomach will start talking to you. And it'll begin to motivate you. You get hungry enough. I remember I was out of the country for several days, and the food was not what I was used to eating. And some things I felt I should not eat. And I got back in town, and one of the first things I saw was the Golden Arches. And I tell you, that was one of the finest sights I had seen. And prior to leaving and going, I don't know when the last time I had driven by the Golden Arches. Kind of take them for granted, but oh, I thought I heard music when I saw them. I thought, Big Mac. Whoa. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Hunger changes the way you see things. Hunger changes your priorities, doesn't it? When you're hungry enough, and people say, well, we got to do this, this, and this. You say, hey, I'm going to eat right now. Now. We'll eat, and then we'll do that. But when you're hungry enough for the Word of God, it takes first place. It takes priority. The things of God, God's churches, His ministries, what He's doing, His Word. And that's, you know, why is every church in America and the world not packed out to the seams and having to believe for bigger? Because people are just not hungry. But we're getting that way. We're stirring up, aren't we? We're stirring up. We can't control other people and do it for them, but we can for ourselves. Said out loud, I am getting hungrier. I covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit. Now skip down to the 14th chapter. 14 and 1, he said, follow after charity or love and do what? Desire spiritual gifts. And he said, but rather that you may prophesy. Skip down to verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. Covet and forbid not to speak with tongues. Covet. Now, a lot of people, not only are they not coveting these things, they don't even believe they're for us today. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in prophecy. They don't believe in gifts of healings and working of miracles and these things. They say they're passed away and they're not for us and all this. Well, then they're certainly not coveting them earnestly. But we do believe in them. I said, we do believe in them. You know one thing that'll stir up your hunger? Get to talking about it. Get to talking about it. Phyllis and I were doing something the other day, and I wasn't hungry at all. And they had the TV on, this commercial came on. And I mean, I forget what it was, but it looked good. And somebody was cooking something. And they kept on putting this flavoring on it and putting that flavoring and browning it and doing this. And I thought, man, I'm getting to want one of them right now. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it before they started talking about it. Well, what'll help us desire and hunger for the gifts of the Spirit? Talk about them. So we've been talking about speaking in tongues. We've been talking about interpretation. We've been talking about prophecy. We've been talking about word of knowledge and word of wisdom. You want to go on tonight? Let's talk about some more of them. And let's get hungry. So that you think tomorrow, I like me some word of knowledge. Just thinking about word of wisdom excites me. If you're not there, get there. Let's get there. Go back to 1 Corinthians 12 there in the first chapter. Let's read down through there. Let's remind ourselves of what we're supposed to be coveting earnestly. Verse 1, chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Does he want us to know about these and be knowledgeable of these? Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Who can have these in their life? Every man. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Somebody say, word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Oh, I like it. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Somebody say it out loud. Working of miracles. Gifts of healings. Faith. Oh, we're hungry for it. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Say, I'm hungry for those two. We want more of them. Further, higher, greater manifestations of all of these. We covet them earnestly. He said, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to who? Who? That's the second time he said that phrase. To every man severally or individually as he wills. So who can have these manifested in their life? Are you an every man? Are you one of those? Then can you have, now you don't tell the Lord, you know, well, I want you to use me just like this. No, let him manifest it as he wills. And he said to one is going to be like this, to another, so it's not going to be the same, like cookie cutter with everybody. But all of us have a right to hunger for them. Yes. And you know, I'm hungry to see them manifested, whether it's through you or me. Yes. Would you be hungry like that? See, he's not just writing to John Smith in the church at Corinth. He's writing to the church. Yes. At Corinth, all of you desire these things. And so, it doesn't have to be through me. If it comes through you and somebody gets a miracle, I'm happy about it. If it didn't come through you or me, but it comes through our brother or our sister, and somebody got their answer, somebody got delivered, somebody got helped, somebody got healed, then what does it matter that it didn't come through me? What matters is it happened. We're hungry for it to happen, not just through us individually. But of course, all of us need to be ready and know how to yield and respond and let him use any of us, any way, any time, as he wills, as it pleases him. Now, we said these manifestations fall logically into three groups. Revelation manifestations, power manifestations, and utterance manifestations. Three of these do something. Three of these reveal something. And three of these say something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304H. That's R1304H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.